I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today we're looking at some more older than you think I am stories. You look like a child though. This happened in 2017, when one of my favorite movie series, Saw, had another movie out, Jigsaw. As it was R-rated, plus 18 in my country, I was confident I could get in as I was 24 years old and had my ID with me. I went to my local theater, excited to finally see an R-rated movie without my mother being there. The trouble began when I went up to the woman in the ticket box and she asked me which movie I wanted. Upon me telling that I wanted to see Jigsaw, she said, "You're too young for this movie." Now, note that I was around 45 to 46 kilograms and a 5'4" and kind of petite girl. I immediately rolled my eyes, as I get that all the time, and took my ID card out and gave it to her. She looked at the ID and did a triple take, obviously shocked. "Will you give me my ticket already? The movie is about to start, you know," I said impatiently. And she gave me the ticket and my ID back with a mumbled apology, and I thought it was the end of it. I sat through the entire movie and had fun, especially with the ending. But when I got out of the theater, I saw the woman and a security officer waiting at the door for me. I really didn't know they were waiting until she pointed at me and said, "That's the girl." The security man took a look at me and immediately looked horrified and called me to their side while calling me a little girl, annoying me. "What is it, mister? Is there a problem?" I said, and the man replied with, "Why did you commit an ID fraud to get into a movie like this? You're too young." I was speechless for a moment before I told them to look up my ID in the database so that they knew I was telling the truth. Oh, and when they did that, the look on the ticket employee's face was priceless. She apologized 5 or so times, but I didn't even reply, too angry, as while this wasn't the first time I was mistaken for being too young, this certainly was my first time running into trouble for that. And the thing the security officer said made me even more annoyed. It was,
"You look like a child though."
Okay, surely there was an easy way to avoid this entire situation. Why did the ticket person not just check that your ID was legit when you got your tickets instead of waiting for after the movie? What the heck? Fair enough if someone thinks you're underneath the age. I mean, you said you're 45 kilograms and 5'4" and kind of petite, that makes sense. But surely then just check their ID, make sure it's real, and then just let them in when you know they're older than 18? Like, come on. And as for the security guard at the end saying you look like a child though, yes, you may look like a child, but don't say that. You now know they're 24 years old. What the heck? Moving on to our second story, here are my stories as a 4'11" woman. Ah, here we go. The first one, when I was 19, on a family vacation, my parents and I were walking around a mall. We ducked into a shoe store because both my mum and I wanted some new shoes. I wanted to try on some boots and I wasn't sure what size I would be in this brand, so I suggested a size 7 to start with. She came back with the boots and wanted to help me put it on, which I thought was weird, but I went with it. She pushed around the boot on my foot and then said in a sing-song baby voice, "Sweetie, it looks like this size is too big. Your feet might still be growing, but let's see what your mummy says, okay?" I didn't want the boots that bad, so I just said I was done there. Various times in my 20s, hosts/hostesses asking my parents if I needed a child's menu when we got together for dinner. When I was 34, I was volunteering for a local political campaign. I was signing in with a volunteer coordinator, and she pulled up my profile on a laptop which showed her my availability. If I wanted to do door-to-door canvassing, phone bank, envelope stuffing, etc. Suddenly, she looked kind of alarmed, looked up at me, looked back at her screen, looked back at me, and started laughing. She said, "I'm sorry, I just caught your age on here. I assumed you were in college." Then, when I was 37, I was at the mall doing some Christmas shopping, and I saw the guy at the Hickory Farms kiosk was out with a big tray handing out samples. When it was my turn, I stepped up, and the guy gave me a weird look. I smiled and asked what he was sampling. He said, "You have to be 15 years old to try the samples." I cocked my eyebrow and said, "Well, I'm 37. He stammered back something about me looking like like a kid who was running around there earlier. Granted, I was wearing an old grungy Gap hoodie, jeans, and chucks, but still. Oh my god, so it sounds as if OP has been having problems for almost 20 years. Yeah, I'm not sure what you can do about this one. There are similarities here with the first story. If you're short and you look way younger than you are, yeah, I'm not really sure what you can do. I guess you may have to put some heels on and wear some makeup, but nobody really wants to do that consistently, do they? Maybe OP, when you get to about 80 or 90, they'll finally stop thinking you're under 18. Now for our final story, 3 times in 1 day. This story occurs about 18-ish months ago. At the time, I was 23, working full-time and lived on my own. It was an early summer day, British summer, so warm but not too warm, and I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for 10:30 a.m. on a rare midweek day off. I'm wearing a knee-length cotton summer dress, cardigan and white Converse with my hair in a ponytail. No makeup, carrying a battered old backpack that I'd used since graduating university 2 years prior to the events of the day. I walked from my home to the train station to catch the train to near my doctor's surgery. At the station, all of the ticket machines were out of order, and as I arrived, so did the train company to issue handwritten tickets to those waiting on the stop. When it came to my turn, I had my fare ready and asked for what I needed, at which point he asked to see my pass. I asked what he meant, and he informed me that in order to issue a child's ticket, I needed my ID card that the company issues to under 16s in school. I laughed and said, "Thanks, but I'm actually 23. I left school before you even introduced the scheme." He apologized profusely and said he thought I was about 15 and issued me with the correct ticket type. I then board the train and head on to my appointments, still chuckling about the interaction. At the surgery, I was instructed to go for blood testing, which at the time was carried out off-site at our local hospital. Blood testing department. I was given a piece of paper to take to the surgery receptionist to obtain a blood testing bag and the printed labels for the tests I was having done. At reception, the lady I handed the sheet to got the bag and said to me, "And don't you forget you would need to take your mum or dad with you?" I asked what she meant because I'd had regular blood tests over the years and never had to take someone with me. "Well, under 16s need to have a parent or guardian with them during blood tests." I once again laughed and said, "That's very flattering, but I'm actually 23, which is on the page in your hand." She also laughed and apologized, saying I'd been blessed with a youthful face, which I'd be grateful for when I was her age. I took my bag and went on my way. On my way home, I decided to stop in town to pick up a few bits and pieces that I need before heading home to do some chores. I've not long been there when I feel a hand grasp the handle on the top of my bag and physically pull me to a stop. I spin round to see a behemoth of a man in a suit who was the one who stopped me. He then asked me, "What are you doing?" I tell him it's none of his business what I'm doing, but why has he stopped me? He tells me not to get smart with him and again asks what I'm doing. At this point, I start to turn and walk away, but he steps in front of me. He asked me where my uniform is, what I am doing out of school at this time, and what lesson I should be in right now. At which point it clicks that he thinks I am a school student doing a bunk. There is a secondary school just outside our town centre, 2 minutes walk, which has a serious issue with students skipping lessons and going into town. As a countermeasure, teachers with free lessons are expected to walk into town to police the shopping precinct and make sure any kids are brought back to school and handed detentions. I did not attend this school at any stage. I inform the behemoth that I am not a student at his school and would appreciate if he backs off and lets me pass as his behaviour is inappropriate. He basically called me a liar. By this point, a few people are staring, so I go full performance mode and say loudly, "I am not a student at your school or any school. I am older than I look." He again calls me a liar and says, "If I don't go to local school, which school do I go to so he can report my truancy?" It's important to note that my school closed down the year I left to join up with another local school under a new name. So, in a smart butt move, I told him the name of my school. He tells me to try again, as that school closed 7 years previously. I tell him I am well aware, because I'm 23 and was in the last leaving class. I then pull out my ID, which confirms my name and age. At this point, he goes a sort of purple colour and makes a strangled choking sound, because he really could not argue with the evidence in his hand. To add insult, I asked for his name, because I had every intention of speaking to the school about his behaviour. He declined, shoved my ID at me, turned tail and walked away. A few of the onlookers checked if I was okay, and after being assured I was, I headed off towards the school. Long story short, I reported the teacher for being rude and for manhandling me, as that is not acceptable. On my way out, I saw the teacher heading back in, and he knew what I had done. I like to think he was given detention. I still get laughs when I discuss this day with people, and following a further incident of being mistaken for a teenager, year, I never wore the outfit again. Well, this must be some sort of record. 3 times in 1 day? Oh my god. I feel like a common theme that I see throughout a couple of these stories on this subreddit is that people mistake your age and then say, oh, you're so lucky. And I know that in general, it is obviously better to look younger than you actually are. But for these people who post these stories in r/older-than-you-think-I-am, it doesn't seem like a positive thing. Like, take this third story here. This person was manhandled by a huge man in public. That's not exactly a good thing, right? Their second story, yeah, it does seem flattering when they say under 16s need to have a parent or guardian with them during the blood test, and then they say, no, I'm actually 23. That is probably a good thing, right? But when you're publicly manhandled and shouted at, that's probably a little bit scary. I'm not sure that's a good thing after all. Actually, I want to hear your opinions on this one, guys. Let me know in the comments down below. Would you rather have people think you're older than you are, have people think you're the same age that you are, or have people think you are younger than you are? To be honest, I'm quite happy that I kind of look my age. I think that's probably the best thing, but you guys let me know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh. Bartender thinks I'm 16. My boyfriend, 28 and who looks like it, and I, 28 female, have a list of restaurants that we want to try. When we don't know what to eat and have some time, we would go through the list. He picked a bar that he has been waiting to try, so off we go. We get there, and since it's a Thursday night, it was fairly empty, except for what I assume are some regulars. We look through the menu and walk up to the bartender. The bartender says, "What can I get you guys?" My boyfriend replies, "Can I get a burger with fries? And can I get a burger with fries with wings?" "Sure thing. Any drinks?" "Can I get a margarita? And can I get the special?" It was some type of drink that was essentially spiked lemonade. "Can I see IDs?" The bartender glances at me, trying not to look obvious. My boyfriend shows him first, and he takes a brief glance. Then I give him mine. He looks at it, looks at me, looks at the ID again, stretches his arm out to look at the ID from a distance, brings the ID closer, and leans on the counter. He shakes his head in disbelief and returns my ID. "Wow, okay, I thought you were younger. So you wanted the special, right?" "Yeah." I'm used to it, so I just brush off his actions, since it's more amusing to me than disrespectful. My boyfriend asks, "How old did you think she was?" "She looks 16. I'm surprised because people haven't mistaken me as a teenager for a while. We go sit down and wait for our food. My boyfriend starts to laugh. "What? He thought you were in high school. I'm not sure how that's an insult, but whatever. Then he must have thought you were a pedophile." My boyfriend stops laughing. "Hey, wait, hold up." I start laughing because his visible confusion is both adorable and hilarious. The funny thing is, you're absolutely right. Yeah, the truth is that saying you're in high school is not an insult, but saying your boyfriend is a pedophile, yeah, that might just be one. You just have to enjoy a good Uno reverse card from time to time. Moving on to our second story. No, I'm not 14, I'm 26. I have always been mistaken for someone far younger than I actually am. I'm 32 now, though it has happened a little less with each passing year. I have many of these stories. As a public teen librarian a few years ago, I visited a local high school, and the school librarian took me on a tour of the school. Partway through, a student tried to flirt with me and made it obvious he thought I was a new student getting a tour of the school. Another more recent time at my job, an older gentleman asked me why I wasn't in school. He probably meant high school, or maybe very generously he meant college, and I had to tell him. Because I'm done with school, I have 2 master's degrees and don't really want a PhD. But the story below is the most ridiculous. This gem happened a few years ago when I was 26. I was on a normal flight back home to visit family. My husband was staying behind to watch our animals, so I was traveling by myself. As everyone is getting settled and we are going through the takeoff checklist, a flight attendant makes an announcement over the intercom that there is an unaccompanied minor on board, and that anyone 14 years old or younger must make themselves known to the flight attendants. Some time passes, and we are still not pushing back from the jetway. I begin to wonder what the deal is when suddenly the attendant who made the announcement stalks up to me and asks, quite rudely I might say, "Why didn't you raise your hand?" Now I am horribly confused. Wait, what do you mean?
Anyone 14 or under has to make themselves known to the flight attendants as soon as you get on board. Didn't your parents tell you?
Now, I am quite short, but not ridiculously so, and I have a really round face that can be interpreted as a baby face, especially if I've not been great about my diet for a little bit. But as young as I may look to some people, I honestly have not looked like I could be in middle school since crossing the threshold into 20 at least. Mom, I'm 26 years old and obviously not 14, especially not younger than that. I am wearing an engagement and wedding ring. Please leave me alone. Don't worry, that was not a huge drop the mic situation. I still had to show my ID as proof, but I got a free cocktail for my trouble. So win? To be honest with you, I'm not sure if the aggravation and embarrassment was worth a free cocktail, but at least you got something. I feel like in a few of these stories that I've read so far on this subreddit, a lot of people, when they're accused of being way younger than they actually are, don't even get an apology or anything in return. So at least you got something to make it kind of worthwhile, I guess. Now for our third story. Refuse sale of CO2 gas because? My partner and I like to drink carbonated water, so we have a SodaStream machine at home. In the interest of saving the planet and saving money, we always return our canisters for exchanges at a UK retailer, which is named after a city in the Greek Peloponnese. I think that could be Argos. For those of you who don't know how this shop works, you make an order, either on a computer in store or with an assistant at the orders desk, pay for it, then sit in a waiting area until the item arrives on a conveyor belt from the back warehouse, at which point another employee checks your receipt to make sure that you're getting the correct item. Yep, that's definitely Argos. SodaStream exchanges need to be processed at the orders desk, so I queued up and went through the order and payment details with the checkout girl. I got my receipt and waited for my number to be called. My problems began when I went up to collect my items. After taking my receipt, the employee, not to be judgmental but classic Karen, awkwardly stares at me for about 20 seconds and then says, ID? Now, I'm not someone who gets upset about getting ID'd when an employee is just following regulations and doing their job, but that is not the case here. CO2 gas is not age restricted in Scotland, where I'm from, and ID is not required to purchase it. Moreover, I had already paid for the item. Moreover, I know that I look a bit younger than my actual age, 34, but I think less than 18 is taking the mickey a bit. The following exchange took place. Sorry, ID? What for? This? I don't think this item is age restricted. The order desk girl who rung me through then said to her colleague, it's not Kay, you can just complete the order without it. No, I need to know you're over 18 to sell you this item. I'm just doing my job. You're not doing your job though. The product isn't age restricted. You're doing the opposite of your job. Don't speak to me like that. ID or leave, your choice. Well, I don't have any ID on me. I had just been to the gym, my ID was in the car. So you're going to have to process a refund. At this point, the Karen seems kind of shocked. I don't think she thought it fully through and had forgot that I'd already paid for the item. So she got the checkout girl to do the refund for her. The checkout girl apologized profusely to me. I just shook my head in disbelief and drove to the supermarket nearby, where I bought my soda streams with no problem. I'm still mystified about why this woman had such a bee in her bonnet about my soda stream. Complete job's worth. Yeah, I've never heard of anyone having to be ID'd to buy CO2, and even if it were required, it would have been required at the point of sale, not the pickup, surely. That woman was just being ridiculous, and she is an utter job's worth. I'm sorry, OP. Perhaps she got confused and thought you were using them for recreational purposes, even though I'm not sure they're used for that. Yeah, I don't know. Moving on to our fourth story. Rude cashier refused to sell me a game. This happened a few months ago, so the details are a little fuzzy. I had just finished work and decided to go to Target to grab some things. One of the things I got was a copy of Fallout 4. I had not played it before and wanted to try it out. I made my way to the checkout line and unloaded my cart when it was my turn. Everything was going normally until the cashier got to the game. He scanned the game and looked at me for a second before pressing something on the screen and putting the game away behind the counter instead of in the bag. The cashier said, "That will be $30. I'm guessing on the price, like I said, it was a while ago. What about the game?" "I can't sell you that game." "Why not?" "It's rated. You need to be 18. "I'm 26. I can show you my ID." "No, just pay for your items and leave." Ignoring the cashier's rudeness, I pulled out my driver's license anyway and pointed at the large 1992 printed on the card. I know I look younger than I am, but as you can clearly see, I am old enough. Not to mention the company I work for, I was still wearing my uniform, requires you to be 18 to work there. The cashier snatched my license out of my hand, again rude, and calls his manager over. After a few minutes of awkward silence, the manager makes her way over. What seems to be the problem?
He's trying to use a fake ID to buy this game.
The manager didn't even look at my license before scanning the game and my license into the machine. Everything looks okay to me, that will be $50. Again, guessing on the price, but I do know the game was $20. I pay for my items and start to leave as the cashier is glaring at me the entire time. I understand he was just trying to do his job, but he was also being a complete butt about it. I haven't been back to that Target since, but I have finished Fallout 4 a couple of times and it has become one of my favorite games. So it was worth it in the end. You see, in stories like this, I don't understand why they don't just scan your ID in the first place. Like, don't even ask any questions, just scan it, see if it's real or not. Surely that's the entire point of having a machine that checks if IDs are real. I don't really understand what this employee was doing. At least the manager had some sort of sanity about her and just did what you would expect to be done. Like, come on. Now for our final story, just a quick one. Lyft driver reported me for being a minor. This just happened last week. I was just getting off work and ordered myself a Lyft home because I don't have a car. For context, I'm 21, about 5'2", and often get mistaken for a 15-year-old. I've had this problem before where I ordered a ride and the driver asked if I was over 17, which I then tell them I am. This particular ride, however, the driver didn't say anything as I got in the car. He drove me home and I thanked him and got out. Again, no problems. A few hours later, however, I get an email from Lyft support stating that the driver had reported that I requested a ride for someone who appeared to be a minor. He never asked me to clarify, drove me home anyway, and then reported me once I'd gotten out of the car. Well, I can't say this has ever happened to me, but I guess that's a reason why you probably should just take your ID with you everywhere you go. Then again, of course, he never asked you to clarify and drove you home anyway. Yeah, that's just a strange one. Guys, comment down below, has this ever happened to you? I feel like this has never happened to anyone apart from this person. Very strange. Anyway, that is gonna do it for this episode of Older Than You Think I Am. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. If you have, don't forget to like the video, comment your opinions down below, and subscribe to my channel. Also, if you want more Older Than You Think I Am content from me, click the video on screen right away. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.